A backdoor cold front worked its way across our area from northeast to southwest late yesterday and last night. We saw evidence of that front with a scattering of showers and thunderstorms across the region. Today, of course, the big change is on the thermometer. The air mass is much cooler than yesterday. In fact, this afternoon, temperatures are running about 20 to 30 degrees cooler than this time yesterday afternoon. So many would argue it feels more like late March than late May, but this looks to be the coolest day of the week. Temperatures will moderate tomorrow after a cold night tonight. Of course, we're also stuck in this rather stubborn deck of clouds. We've had patches of drizzle and mist from time to time through the day. But as high pressure builds in from the north, we will see some drier air come in, and the clouds will begin to break up as we work into the late day and nighttime hours. We could still see some areas of fog around, and there could still be a few patches of drizzle or mist, especially from the capital region on south. And we're looking ahead to a cold night with temperatures falling back into the lower to mid-40s in most areas, though we will have some 30s in our typically cooler locations. During the day tomorrow, that high-pressure area will be in control, so we're forecasting a partly sunny day across New York and western New England, and temperatures will be milder than today, basically right around the 70-degree mark tomorrow afternoon. Then on Friday, another disturbance will approach from the northwest. We'll have a cold front at the surface and also a disturbance in the upper atmosphere that will work its way through the area. So we will have more in the way of cloud cover on Friday and the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures Friday, again, will be in the neighborhood of 70 degrees. And then as we work into the weekend on Saturday, we'll still have some remnants of that upper-level disturbance across the area, so there's still a chance for at least an isolated shower or storm on Saturday, but the chances are not particularly high. Temperatures, again on Saturday, should be right around 70 degrees. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 66 to 72. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Partly cloudy with areas of fog tonight, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 66 to 72. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, some patchy drizzle and fog, low in the lower to mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 66 to 72. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably cloudy, some patchy drizzle, mist, and fog, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, partly sunny and not as cool, high 66 to 72. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. And on Saturday, partly sunny, chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.